used to be wild, called them huckleberries. And blackberries, which used to grow wild. Dewberries, which were on real low bushes, kind of vines-like rather than on a stalk.
Well, there's raspberries.
Gooseberries.
Don't find very many of them anymore.
No.
But now the ones that are raised so much around here are the blueberries, cultivated blueberries.
Uh-huh. How about the red ones, the big red ones? They're
red raspberries?
No, the real big ones. I mean, the ones, the real common ones that everybody raises in his garden.
Tomatoes?
No, berries.
Well, sometimes some folks say the tomato is a berry.
Because it's possible, isn't it? Well, if you buy ice cream, real commonly you'll buy chocolate, vanilla, or the third flavor.
Oh, strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's too common to think of.
That's right. That's the. Where does maple syrup come from?
From the soft maple tree.
That's what you call the tree?
From the maple.
Do you have any particular name for the kind of maple that gives you maple syrup?
Yeah.
Sugar maple.
You call it a sugar maple? If you have a bunch of these, maybe you're raising maple syrup commercially, what would you call a bunch of these trees planted like this?
I expect to be a grove.
Okay. Let's see, I think we've got... what did you call your grandparents, Darling?
Beg pardon?
This is a real change of direction here. What was the normal term you used to call addressed your grandparents by?
Well, usually grandpa, grandpa, grandma.
Okay. If a lady has a little girl, you can say that she is the girl is her
daughter.
Okay. And to turn it around, a daughter is by definition a, not a boy, but a...
A girl.
Yeah. That's really simple.
You're trying to make it too hard, Wes.
I guess so.
If you want to take a baby out and sort of give him some fresh air, what's the vehicle that you put him in?
In a buggy.
What's the
carriage.
What's the full word? Not a full-size buggy, obviously. What kind of...
A baby buggy.
Yeah. Is there a difference between a baby buggy and a baby carriage?
I don't think so.
Okay. In the old days, before they had women went in the hospital to have babies, they used to have maybe a woman that would come around and help out childbirth. What would you call a woman like that?
Midwife.
Sorry. Okay. You have a father that has a real long nose, and turns out the son has a long nose too. You could say the boy
has his father's nose feature.
Okay,
you
or
would say he takes after.
Say he takes after. Okay. What do you call a child whose parents aren't married? You have a name for that? I mean, they never were married.
Illegitimate. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have any other name that you'd use.
There's no other name, but the expression, they say, born out of wedlock.
Uh-huh. Okay. If your, if your brother or sister has a son, he'd be your what? You'd be his uncle, and he'd be
nephew.
Your... Okay. If a child loses both its parents, he's, what is he?
Orphan.
Okay. If he's an orphan, they probably are going to appoint somebody to be his
guardian.
Okay. There's a bunch right now, real quick, of simple pronunciation items. Again, I'll try to phrase them in the most obvious way, so don't think there's anything subtle going on here.